In their first in-person walk to end ALS since the COVID-19 pandemic hit more than 2 years, today's event raised approximately $39,000. Several dozen walkers made their way around the Delkey Dazi track this morning, walking up to 5 kilometers to help mark the close of this year's big fundraising event. Among the event's leading fundraisers was Team Robert, headed by its namesake, Robert Mayer. Formerly an educator and superintendent with the Conseil Scolaire Catholique du Nouvel Ontario, Mayer was diagnosed with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, in January 2018. I was lucky enough to be in Toronto with a specialist at the time, and he got me to do a good number of tests at the same time, he said, adding that it's a rare disease that's difficult to diagnose. Although renowned physicist Stephen Hawking lived with the disease for decades, approximately 80% of people who are diagnosed with ALS die within 5 years. They haven't made too many breakthroughs since Lou Gehrig got it in 1939, Mayer said, adding that this is why events such as the Walk to End ALS are so important. We need to make people aware that it exists, we need funds for research and we need to find a solution that should eradicate ALS. Mayer first noticed ALS-related symptoms while trying to balance on ice skates, after which he started to stumble. ALS is a motor neuron disease that gradually paralyzes people due to their brain no longer being able to communicate with their muscles. No one thing causes ALS, with changes in people's genes and possible environmental factors believed to play a role. In recognition that firefighters are disproportionately diagnosed with ALS, Greater Sudbury Fire Service's Fire Service Tech Patrick Villeneuve participated in today's walk in full turnout gear. "It's a little warmish," he said while sweat dripped down his face and fogged up his mask. Villeneuve's mother, Annette, died as a result of ALS in 2006, and Villeneuve has been taking part in the annual walk ever since. Approximately 60% of funds raised by the local chapter of ALS Canada stay local, mainly to help people purchase equipment they require, while 40% goes toward medical research. People with ALS end up not being able to move, so they need mobility aids, speech aids, so they offer the use of equipment to help communicate, to help move. That kind of thing, Villeneuve said, adding that he's happy to help people receive the equipment they need. Another notable team to take part in today's walk did so in memory of David Healy, an orthopedic surgeon at Health Sciences North who died in September 2020, approximately 23 months after being diagnosed with ALS. The team was composed mainly of Health Sciences North nursing staff and their families. "He was an amazing man, very kind, very personable," nurse Jamie Lynn Ellis said. "He always made a point of getting to know his patients, gave the best care, he was great to the nurses and is sorely missed." Although today's event capped off the annual fundraiser, ALS Canada community lead Emily Moffitt said that funds continue to be raised throughout the year. Click here for more information about ALS Canada and to pledge a donation. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.